and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And good evening. Volleyball mode again tonight back at the Huron Arena as well. We wrap up the regular season tonight. Brandon Valley Lynx at the Huron Tigers. Senior night for the Huron Tigers. Girls will be recognized here before the start of the match along with their parents as well. Should be a festive atmosphere here tonight. Both teams have something to play for. Kind of interesting. Brandon Valley comes in 14-12, Huron 13-13, so Brandon Valley a better record by a game, but yet they are sitting number 11 in the seedings, and as the best they can probably do with a win tonight is move up to number 10. Huron Tigers are at number 8 right now and feel pretty confident, depending who you talk to. We will be at home regardless of the outcome tonight, but in any case, you still want to win, and just in case some of the projections out there aren't right, we do need to have a win here so as well. And you want to be playing well going into the postseason anyway. So Brandon Valley knows they're on the road. Huron has a chance at a home match in the SODAC 16 next week. So that's kind of what's on the line here for both teams here tonight. Brandon Valley, a young team. They only have 3 seniors on the roster. They play a lot of freshmen and a sophomore, so it's a team that obviously got better as the season went along. Took a few lumps at the beginning of the season, had a tougher part of their schedule, plus playing those younger players. You knew there was going to be mistakes, but now you're in November here. Everybody's got a full season on their belt. They might still say freshman or sophomore after your name, but you've played a full season now, and so you're a veteran here for AA volleyball. So good matchup here tonight, as you can tell by the records. These two teams are fairly closely matched together. Talked to both coaches, Merrick Grage, head coach of Brandon Valley, and our own Tyann Ulmer for the Huron Tigers. We'll talk to both coaches next. We'll take this time out on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our final regular season match for the Huron Tigers, home on senior night, hosting the Brandon Valley Lynx. Merrick Grage joins us here, head coach of the Lynx. They come in with a record of 14-12 on the season. And coach, just give your thoughts on this season. Looking at your roster, I see only 3 seniors, so you've been playing a lot of young players, I assume.
Yes, we are very young this year. We have 3 sophomores and 3 freshmen playing, and sometimes more than that, depending on the match. So, we're very young, but we're talented. We still make learning and making mistakes, but we're playing some good ball in October, so I'm excited to see how we finish this season.
And really coming into August, I'm sure you didn't know for sure what you had with that youth, but to have a winning record here coming into the last match of the season, you got to be happy with that.
Definitely, very happy with the girls. They're really starting to click, and our tempo of our offense is speeding it up, so we're playing well.
Tell us about some of your girls then. I see you have some height, and it sounds like you got some athleticism as well.
Yes, actually we're pretty well-rounded. We have 2 strong middles, Abby Gruber and Kennedy Boomsma, and our outside, Jayana Stroh and Jersey Melcher, 2 freshmen, 2 sophomores, and they are consistent and just depends on the night who's leading in kills. But we're pretty spread out, so usually it's whoever's leading, there's somebody else is following right behind them. So we're strong. I feel like we're strong because we're very diverse, and we don't have just one person we're relying on.
No, the Huron Tigers, I always say they're the double-A team that doesn't look like a double-A team. I think they just give you a different look than most other teams you see.
True. They, you know, they always run a very quick offense, and they're always very scrappy. So, I mean, they don't give up. So, yeah, they're always put up a fight.
And if I remember right, you're 11 seed, I believe, if in the standings right now. You feel with the win you can move up one spot, but you know you'll be on the road next week.
Yes, we will be on the road. We were hoping for a home match, but we lost a couple really close matches this year that kind of put us where we're at. So,
the bottom line is, you know, with this being the final match before the postseason, you want to play well. You want the girls feeling good going into that next week.
Absolutely. We're, you know, we just talked about each match here towards the end. We're just really trying to focus on getting better to play that postseason game. So just keeping it clean and playing our best.
Merritt Grage, head coach of Brandon Valley. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! This Tiger moment is former head coach Carol Heyer. Heyer was a graduate of Huron College and also served a stint in the Marines. He was the coach of the Huron Tiger 1958 undefeated state champion boys basketball team. He later became activities director and principal at Rapid City Stevens High School when that school opened in 1969. Heyer was also an advocate for girls' sports from its beginning in the 1970s. The Rapid City Stevens Gym is named in his honor.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continuing our pregame here, Huron Tigers wrapping up the regular season, senior night as well here at the arena, hosting Brandon Valley. Tigers coming off a tough five-set loss on Tuesday at O'Gorman. And coach, overall, though, there was a lot of good things there, considering the conditions. We're not used to the lower ceiling. That showed up a few times. And, you know, it's just hard to play at O'Gorman. But, you know, push them to five, had a chance to win. You can't ask for much more than that, except obviously winning.
Yep, I think we can just play like that tonight and we'll be okay. We fixed some things we needed to fix from O'Gorman to today, so hopefully we can apply that to the game.
Now, Brandon Valley comes in a young team. They have some young height, so obviously, you know, that's something we look at every match we play, but I know you feel that maybe our quickness can be a bit of an advantage for us.
Yep, quickness, and then we just got to make sure our block is up early and stop the hitters, and we'll be okay.
And bottom line is, I said, you know, Brandon Valley, they're probably playing a lot better now than they were in the beginning of the season with that youth.
Yeah, I think they're more comfortable with each other and they're finding their ways. I feel like our inexperienced are more experienced now, too, and it'll be a good matchup.
Now, senior night as well. This is a pretty big crop of seniors here. And, you know, we hope that we're here one more time next week, but if not, so be it, but just nice to honor them.
Yeah, and we just got to keep the seniors' emotions in check that first set so they can get through that first set because it is going to be hard for them. But I think they're pretty well on that, so they know the expectations and how to focus right after that.
And now, as I said, regular season wraps up tonight, and you thought you had a pretty good idea what was going to happen going into O'Gorman. Now everything's kind of jumbled and up in the air, but right now we feel pretty confident we're going to play at home, but nothing's for sure until the numbers are crunched.
I'm not worrying about that until after this match. I got to get through the match first, and then we'll worry about that on Saturday when everything's done and over with.
But on the other hand, with that too, you also want to be playing. You know, you want to have the girls have a good contest going into the postseason.
Yeah, we just got to finish on a good note, and I think Tuesday was a good start of that. So now, if we can advance it to a win, I think it'll be a good note for the girls.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers, will take a timeout on Dakota Sports.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cass, I am a sophomore, number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Tigledor, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter, number three. Jensi Gergen, four, sophomore, setter. Samantha Ming-Mordis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pay Severin, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're back at the Huron Arena. It is 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron, getting set for Huron Tiger basketball. Basketball is a month away. Huron Tiger volleyball wrapping up the regular season tonight. So final home match of the regular season. Hoping we're here a week from tonight in the SODAC 16, but numbers still have to be crunched for that. Double-A games tonight include Aberdeen at Sioux Falls Jefferson. That's a game that could have an impact on the Huron Tigers seeding. O'Gorman is at Mitchell. Harrisburg is at Brookings, and Yankton is at Watertown. And Douglas playing Spearfish tonight. Douglas Spearfish is another game that could have an impact on the Huron Tigers seeding tonight. Of course, the Huron Tigers can have an impact on their seeding tonight. Need to get a win here to solidify that home spot. Again, Brandon Valley, even though they have won one more game, lost one less game due to the PowerPoint formula. Huron is currently sitting number 8 and Brandon Valley sitting number 11. And Coach Grage said at best she feels with a win tonight they can move up to 10, but that would still leave them on the road. Bottom line is you also want to be playing well coming in. Class A and Class B regions are in their region finals tonight. Winners of all matches tonight will advance to SODAC 16 games next Tuesday. Wolsey Westington hosting Arlington tonight. Miller is hosting North Central tonight. Iroquois Lake Preston's at Castlewood tonight. I believe those are the area teams that, or Hitchcock Tulare is at Northwestern. That's the other one. I knew I was missing one. So all those teams, if they can post a win tonight, they will advance to the SODAC 16 next Tuesday for a trip to the state tournament. State volleyball tournaments, all three, will be at the new monument in Rapid City. I guess not new anymore. This will be the second time they've had volleyball there. But that starts a week from today and then through Friday and Saturday, and that will end the high school volleyball season in South Dakota as well. It is senior night. I'm going to see if I got everything hooked up right, and we'll send it down to the arena floor once the Tigers get finished up with their warm-ups. And they have eight seniors this year, so, yeah, a lot of seniors on this squad, and their parents will be introduced along with the girls as well. And like I said, I think I got everything set up here, so we can send it down to the arena floor and listen in on that once we get things finished up here with the warm-ups, just about done with that. We can do a Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. JV, Brandon Valley, 1-3 sets, 22-25, 25-19, 15-8. Sophomore match, Brandon Valley sweeps, 25-21, 19 for JV sophomore and the freshman as well. Their final matches of the season now as we head into the postseason next week. And, of course, that's for the varsity. So getting everybody set up over there on the arena floor. Looks like we're ready to go. Let's send it out the arena floor for senior night.
Volleyball athletes and their parents. As their names are read, we ask that those being introduced to please walk forward and please be recognized. Mackenzie Simmonsma, daughter of Shelley Simmonsma and B.J. Schillingstad, and Eric Simmonsma and Nicole Rogers. Kelsey Schuhart, daughter of Ryan and Tara Schuhart. Sydney Pay Severance, daughter of Joseph Severance. Christina Johnson, daughter of Teresa and Marty Ford, and Eric and Lori Johnson. Madison Hirschman, daughter of Barry and Jamie Hirschman. Ireland Henrich, daughter of Toria and Jason Howard, and Kelly and Brenda Henrich. Hampton Hines, daughter of Dennis and Peggy Hines. Deja Claggett, daughter of Vanessa Chavez and Xavier Vasquez. The volleyball coaches would like to thank the athletes and parents for being the integral members of the Huron Tiger volleyball family for the past 4 years. Without your hard work, dedication, and support, our program could not be successful. We appreciate everything you have done and wish you the best as you approach the next phase of your lives. Will you please give these seniors and parents a huge Tiger ovation? Seniors and your families.
Well, always a sad when the seniors know they're going to play their final regular season match. So congratulations to, again, eight seniors, a large class of seniors on this year's Huron Tiger volleyball roster. And let's see, I guess the parents are, well, the parents are going to the end of the court, I guess. Oh, no, I guess they're going on. I thought they were doing something a little different there, but get the introductions here. We'll get the anthem and get the first serve here, and we'll be ready to play volleyball very shortly here on Tiger 95. Here on Tigers are 13-13 on the season. Brandon Valley checks in at 14-12. Brandon Valley defeated Mitchell on Tuesday. Huron dropped a tough five-set match to O'Gorman on Tuesday. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back with lineups, and get this match underway. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And again, back here at the Huron Arena, here's the starters for the two teams. First off, Brandon Valley, record of 14-12. They'll start Sydney Benson, 5'5 senior. She is the libero. Abby Gruber, a 5'10 sophomore middle. Jayana Stroh is a 5'8 sophomore outside. Maya Van Westen, a 5'4 freshman defensive specialist. Jersey Melcher, a 5'9 freshman outside. Ashley Ertelt, a 5'11 freshman middle and right side. Kennedy Boomsma, a 6-foot freshman middle. Lexi Gavareski is a 5'6 senior defensive specialist. Raya Sheely is a 5'9 sophomore setter. And Ellie Gavareski is a 5'8 senior defensive specialist and setter. Merrick Grage, the head coach of Brandon Valley. Here on Tigers, head coach Tyann Ulmer. Alexis Ziegeldorf, 5'10 junior, middle and right side. Deja Cleggett, 5'6 senior, outside. Sam Megmoradeth, 5'9 junior, middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore, libero. Allie Davis, a 5'7 sophomore, outside. Madison Hirschman, a 5'4 senior serving specialist. Maddie Juergens, 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior setter. Kenzie Simmonsma, a 6-foot senior middle. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our match tonight, the R1 is Kim Weed. The R2 is Janelle Viss. Calling the lines are Stephanie Cheddar and Jennifer Fuchs. They are the law on the court tonight. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Both teams wearing black tops tonight, which to me should never happen in high school volleyball. That's just me. Now, Huron's black, but they do have the white shoulders, where Brandon Valley all black. Both teams, or Brandon Valley, has white numbers with some red trim. Huron has orange numbers and letters, and then orange and white trim. It's like Brandon Valley will get the ball first. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, Brandon Valley is the closest to me. And again, with both teams wearing black, that might get a little confusing, but Huron is always on the far end of the court for me here at the arena. Serve is underway by Benson. Serve received Davis. Kept alive by Claggett. Free ball to cross by Davis. Brandon Valley can set it up. Here's the set, and right down the middle, ripped down the middle by Abby Graber. Brandon Valley set it up from Sheely and links off to a quick 1-0 lead. Brandon Valley very athletic at the net. They showed it right there. Sir Benson puts it into the net. Service error, and we're tied at 1, just underway. That'll put Hampton Hines on to serve for Huron, and Lexa Ziegeldorf checks into the front row for the Tigers. Hines sends it back row. Gavarinski with the serve receive hit. And nice dig by Hilton Hines. Saved by Hampton. Free ball to cross by Ziegeldorf. Here comes Brandon Valley again. The tip this time by Stroh. Huron able to dig it out. And Huron not setting anything up, just sending it back across. Back set right side hit. Cross court. Dug out by Hampton Hines. Hilton sends it ahead. Hit across court by Claggett. Benson, a good job of staying with it. Hit down the middle. Dug out by Claggett. Overpass. And Tigers able to get it back. There's a tip across by Brandon Valley. And tip back by Claggett. And then Brandon Valley puts it into the net. Brandon Valley was asking if that ball went inside the antenna by Claggett. Obviously, it did. And it's 2-1 here on Leeds after a long volley there for that point. Serve back row, serve receive for Javorinsky, and there's the big hit coming off the left side. Brandon Valley, they set it up. They got some athletic swings there. That was Gruber again with the kill. That is her second kill. And we are tied at two. Served by Brandon Valley, serve receive back row Davis, back set. Ziegeldorf tips into the back row. Benson there. Straley will set. Here's the hit through the block. Tigers got it dug back and then tipped back by Brandon Valley. Claggett off the left side just pops it in the middle. Brandon Valley with the quick set and good job by the setter. Just a sophomore, but Raya Sheely able to get the kill on the second set or the second hit attack. And Brandon Valley is up 3-2. Gavarinski with the serve. To the corner, serve, receive, Claggett. Right back to her, set, left side hit. Back row, and just missed it. Benson let it go. That was a little closer than I think she thought it was going to be, but it's still out, 4-2 lead. Brandon Valley here in set one. Allie Gavarinski, and it's Allie, and it's Lexi. They are identical twins. Bump back in the middle by Hines, and a free ball by Claggett to the corner. Gavarinski there. Sheely sets left side, and that goes off the antenna. Looked like Gruber maybe just went up a little too early that time. And Huron will get a point back on the air, 4-3. Brandon Valley up by one. Jump serve Claggett in the back row now. Bumped ahead Sheely, and off the right side, they hit into the net. Looked like Stroh took off a little too early that time. Huron's back and has it tied now at four. Claggett serving, trying to give Huron a lead. Back row, Benson on serve receives. Straley sets off to the left side. Gruber, nice dig. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set it across. Allie Davis punches it in the middle. Got it through the block. And then nobody was in the campfire. Kill for Allie Davis. And Huron goes up 5-4. First kill of the night for the Huron Tigers. And they lead 5-4. Claggett serving for the Tigers. Sends it back row to Benson. Sheely comes out to get it. Back set right side this time to Stroh. Knocked back by Davis, and they call Davis for the illegal hit. She hit it. She blocked it and then tried to reach back to slap at it, and they call her for the illegal hit. We're tied at five. Gianna Stroh serving now for Brandon Valley, I believe. Yep, it is her, and she goes wide right on the serve. Second service error for Brandon Valley. They run back up 6-5. Brandon Valley, one of those uniforms, you can see the numbers, but the ponytails go right over that single-digit number. Hilton Hines serving for Huron, a back row. Gavarinski, right side hit, blocked at the net, but Tigers can't dig it out. That'll be a kill for Brandon Valley. And I believe that was Gruber. It was. We're tied at six in set one. Three kills. Abby Gruber. Now she rotates to the back row to serve. Benson the libero off for this one rotation for Brandon Valley. Back row serve receive. Allie Davis make more. Death has to stay with it. Going to be a free ball by Claggett. Again, here I'm not setting anything up. Set to the middle. Blocked at the net. Make more. Death cleaned up off the net. Third hit. Davis right side. Pops it in the middle. Nice dig. Back row by Stroh. Right side tipped by Brandon Valley. Huron gets to it. Going to be a free ball as Hines goes to the corner. Set in the middle. The hit into the net. Brandon Valley able to get it across. Would have went out, but Davis plays it. Hit back across. Meg Moradeth. set to the left, the hit down, and we have a net call on Huron. Boy, Brandon Valley did a great job of saving that point. And now they have the lead, 7-6 on the net call against Huron. Gruber again with the serve for Brandon Valley. Serve into the net. Already three service errors on Brandon Valley. It's almost half of Huron's production. We're tied at 7 in set one. Maddie Juergens in, Ziegeldorf off for the Huron Tigers. Juergens to serve and play back row. Juergens puts it to the corner. Navareski there, right side hit, and down the middle. Nice dig, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Meg Moradeth to the corner and shanked into the back wall. Meg Moradeth with the kill again. One of the few times Huron's really been able to get the offense set up. Meg Moradeth with the kill. It's 8-7 Huron. Juergens serving. Juergens floats it back row. Gavareski to the left side. The hit goes long. Trying to set up the left side, Kennedy Boomsma. Huron goes up 9-7. Most of Huron's points have come off Brandon Valley errors to this point. Serve back row, serve receive. Nice play in the back row by Van Westen. Huron gets control of it. Two-hand tip blocked at the net by Boomsma. Then Brandon Valley can't make a play on it. Hampton Hines was going to go up and make a play, and she realized she couldn't reach it. Then just brought her arm back, and the ball went over the net anyway, and Brandon Valley hit it off the antenna. Another Lynx error here on up 10-7 in set one. Juergens with the serve. Van Westen goes down to get it. Left side hit. Boomsma. That's going to be shanked into the team bench as Cleggett and Hilton Hines kind of crossed into each other. Kennedy Boomsma, her first kill. Brandon Valley back within two at 10-8. Raya Sheely now serving for Brandon Valley. Lefty in the center. And that's shanked by Hilton Hines, and Huron can't save it. That'll be an ace, first of the night for either team. And it goes to Sheely. 10-9. Brandon Valley within one, serving again. Hilton Hines stays with that one. Passed ahead by Juergens. Free ball by Hampton Hines. Benson able to play that one. Come off to the right side and blocked at the net. Meg Moradeth. Kill for Huron. Huron goes up 11-9. Couldn't tell if Sam actually got a piece of that or if it just went into the net. I think it went into the net. They haven't put a kill up on the scoreboard. Still a point Huron. 11-9. We'll take it. Ellie Davis serving. Serve receive Benson. Sheely back sets. Right side hit off the block. Tigers dig it out. Set to the left. Cleggett winds up and drills it down the middle. Cleggett, her first kill. And Huron goes up 12-9. First kill for Cleggett. And again, Huron hasn't been able to set it up a lot, but when they do, things like that have happened. 12-9 Huron. Davis serving. Benson from the back row. Tracked down by Sheely, and just going to be a free ball by Brandon Valley, and they put it into the net. Kind of put Boomsma in an awkward position there. And she just put it into the net. Another error by Brandon Valley. It's 13-9 Huron. I think I was calling Jersey Melcher Boomsma earlier in the set. I'll get that straightened out. Back row. Shanked in the back row. And that'll be an ace for the Tigers. Misplayed in the back row by Brandon Valley. Huron goes up 12-9. Allie Davis registers the ace. First of the night for Huron. Biggest lead either team here in the first set, and Brandon Valley's going to make a back row substitution. Jayana Stroh comes back in to play back row for Brandon Valley. Davis with the serve. Benson plays it. She will back set. The tip by Boomsma. Nice dig, and then Boomsma slaps it out. Great play, Maddie Juergens, to dig that out. Got it across them. Boomsma, I think, a little overeager, and she sent it all the way to the basketball baseline. Huron opens up a 15-9 lead here in set one. Timeout, Brandon Valley. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJP.
Huron's opened up a 15-9 lead here as Brandon Valley has been forced into some errors. Huron right now on a 5-0 run. Brandon Valley using their first timeout. Allie Davis ready to serve off the TO. Davis sends it back row and goes long. Service error. First one of the night on Huron, 15-10. Brandon Valley gets one back. And now they'll have the serve as well. Serving is Lexi Gavareski. She'll put it right to Juergens. Pass ahead. Ellie Davis barely got to it. Free balled by Hines. Again, Huron doesn't set anything up. Go off to the left. Gruber. Tigers get a block on it. Meg Moradeth. Set to Meg Moradeth. And she'll have it off the block and tip it around. She kind of almost looked like she put some backspin on it. And Brandon Valley just did not get a good block on it at all. Meg Moradeth with her second kill. Huron back up by six at 16-10. Serving specialist Madison Hirschman in for Huron. Benson on serve receive. Ray Lissette, left side hit. Gruber, block back. Hampton Hines with the block kill from the front row. Hampton with her first kill of the day. And Huron opens up a 17-10 lead here in set one. I see, though, they're giving that, I think it's a double block for Hines and Simmonsma. Back set, here's the hit. Boomsma finds the corner, answers for Brandon Valley. So we're going to go double block Kenzie Simmonsma and Hampton Hines. Brandon Valley back within six, though, on the kill by Boomsma, 17-11. Sydney Benson, libero, senior, serving for the Lynx. Couple of left-handers there for Brandon Valley, I see. Back set, Simmonsma right side, block back, but Brandon Valley can't roll it up in the campfire. It was a double block, but just enough power on it by Simmonsma to get it through. She gets her second kill. Huron up 18-11. Ziegeldorf back into the front row for Huron as Hampton Hines serves. As Huron's rotated through once, Hampton serving for the second time. Back set, right side hit. It looked like it came off the antenna. It did. Hitting air Brandon Valley as Ertelt was trying to get one measured up there. Huron pulls ahead 19-11. In set one. Hampton Hines again preparing to serve for the Tigers. Back row serve receive. Brandon Valley left side hit right to Hilton Hines. Hampton back set. Ziegeldorf with the tip up the middle. Gavareski there from the middle. The big hit, and I believe that went off Allie Davis. It did. That'll be a kill for Brandon Valley. I think it might have went long had she held off on it, but that's kill number four for Abby Gruber, who's had most of the action at the net to this point for Brandon Valley. Now Allie Gavareski with the serve and goes long. Fourth service error on Brandon Valley in this set. And here on up 20-12 in set one. Deja Claggett serving for the Huron Tigers. Back row to Benson. Straley will back set it. Right side hit. Nice dig by Ziegeldorf, centered ahead. Davis off the left side, slaps it back row. Gavareski to the left. There's a Gruber. Nice dig by Davis. Third hit, just going to be free ball to the corner by Hines. Set in the middle, the tip by Gruber, and misplayed. Ziegeldorf and Hines were there. I don't think Ziegeldorf knew that Hampton was right behind her. And that'll be a kill for Gruber. She has five now in this first set. 20-13, Brandon Valley back within seven. And serving is Brandon Valley. Huron on the third hit will free ball it. And almost got into the campfire, and then Huron misplays it. Boy, Hampton Hines laid it right in the campfire. Brandon Valley made a nice sliding save. And then Claggett misplayed it as it came back across. Brandon Valley within six, 20-14. Serve, Allie Davis on serve receive. Set, and just going to be a tip by Ziegeldorf. Cross court, nobody home. Alexis reading the court and dropped it cross court right by the spike line. 21-14. Ziegeldorf with her first kill. And well played by the junior. Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Back row, serve, receive. Brandon Valley back set. The hit and dropped right in the corner. That'll be another kill for Gruber. She's been the one girl Huron has not been able to get a handle on right now. Six kills. That's six out of the 15 points for Brandon Valley. Lynx back within six, 21-15. Lynx serving now to Huron. I think that's Gruber on the serve. Hines sets. Meg Moradef pops it in the back row. And net call going to go on Brandon Valley. And Huron 3 points away at 22-15. Juergens in to serve and play back row as Ziegeldorf comes off. Benson back in. Libero for Brandon Valley. Juergens sends it back row. Gavareski back set, right side it, and going long with the hit, Boomsma. And Huron 2 points away at 23-15. Timeout, Brandon Valley. Huron up 23-15 in set one. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, Merrick Grage uses her second timeout. Huron Tigers have been able to force Brandon Valley into errors, and that's been the big difference in this first set. Huron leading 23-15, and the Lynx have used their second and final timeout. Maddie Juergens preparing to serve for Huron. Back row, and then it'll be played by Gruber. Set to the left, the hit, and got the line. Nice hit that time by Melcher. Her first kill. Lynx get one back. It's 23-16. Stepping back to serve for Brandon Valley is the setter, Raya Shealy. And she, like Benson, left-handed. Send it back row. Played by Hilton Hines. Overpass going to be knocked back by Brandon Valley. Here unable to play it. Davis sends it up the middle. Lynx dig it out. Set to the left. The hit, nice dig, Davis, bumped ahead to Alley. She'll just tip it over the block. Brandon Valley digs it out, bumped by Benson. Going to be a free ball into the net. Melcher was kind of backpedaling and trying to get something on the ball. Huron at set point, 24-17. Taking advantage of another Brandon Valley error. And serving at set point, Alley Davis. Back set, right side hit, Boomsma pops it in the middle, and it did hit. Nice try by Hilton Hines, tried to get the pancake, but didn't quite get there. That'll be a kill for Boomsma. That's her third, 24-18. Huron remains at set point. Lynx, though, have the serve with Lexi Gavareski. She'll send it to Juergens. Hampton Hines back set. Meg Moradeth has it blocked. Tigers keep it alive. Now free ball to the corner. Gavareski there. Set to the left, the hit down the line by Gruber, dug out by Davis. Set to the left, Claygett off the top of the net and misplayed into the stands, and Claygett with the kill. And Huron takes set one, 25-18. Huron up, one set to none. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you.
to your local Dakota Land Feed dealer today.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, we had to set two and a nice recognition there between set one and two. Hampton Hines, senior setter for Huron, honored for 2,000 career assists. She hit 2,000 on Tuesday against O'Gorman and was recognized here between sets one and two. She didn't know that. I don't think she even knew she had the record, more or less, that the recognition was going to come, was coming. So congratulations to Hampton. I didn't get a very good picture, but I'll get it posted on Twitter when I get a chance what I did, what I was able to get anyway. We start set two here on up, one set to none. And Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Sends a back row to Gavareski, right side. Back line attack, Gavareski, and the dig going to go into the stands. Misplayed by Huron. And Brandon Valley, a 1-0 lead. And give the kill to Allie Gavareski. And Allie will step back and serve here to start set two for Brandon Valley. Serve receive, Allie Davis, misplayed. Huron keeps it alive, free balled by Hampton Hines. Benson in the back row. Set from the middle this time. Nice dig. Hilton Hines tipped back by Hampton. Brandon Valley going to come again. This time off the left side. Back row. Hilton Hines with the dig. Hampton sets. Here's the hit. Claggett blocked back by Brandon Valley. Back set across and hits the line. Hampton Hines. What a pretty play by Hampton. Her back to the net. And she just lifted it over her head and hit the line. We're tied at one. That's the second kill for Hampton Hines. Claggett serving now for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, Benson. Set to the left, the hit. Nice dig by Hampton Hines. Hilton keeps it alive, free balled by Davis. Here comes Brandon Valley again, back set. Right side, Hilton Hines there. Hampton back set, Ziegeldorf right side, pops it in the middle. Nice play by Benson. Brandon Valley puts it over on the second hit. Here's the tip by Simmonsma. Brandon Valley there again, set. The tip off the top of the net, and that'll be a kill for Gruber. Gruber now with seven kills. Brandon Valley up 2-1 here in set two. Here on up, one set to none. But Gruber almost reacted like she got poked in the eye or something, but I don't think anything happened. Serve across by Stroh. Here on again, trouble getting anything set up, and they'll just free ball it across. Right side hit. Tigers get a block, but can't dig it out. Simmonsma was there with the block, but Brandon Valley able to pick up a 3-1 lead. I think this is the first time Brandon Valley's led by more than one here in the match. They're up 3-1 here to start set two after Huron took the first set. Stroh again on the serve for Brandon Valley. To Davis in the back row. Set in the middle. Simmonsma block. Brandon Valley, and they'll be called for illegal hit. It was blocked, and then I think Gruber blocked and then tried to reach back with her right hand and just had the ball kind of slap into it. Kill for Simmonsma is her third, and here on back within 3-2, Hilton Hines serving. Hilton sends it back row, Gavareski to the net. There's the hit, drilled, and Oklega got the dig, but nobody could get there for the second hit. Brandon Valley goes back up by 2-4-2. Trying to see who that kill was by, but not sure. They didn't put up on the scoreboard. Gruber serving. I think it was Gruber, but maybe not. Pass ahead, and a free ball by Davis to the corner. Brandon Valley there, back set, and Javareski will free ball up the middle. Nice play, Hilton Hines. Hampton keeps it off the net. Then Huron gets it across. Set to the left. The hit goes long, but a touch called on Huron. Melcher will get the kill, her second. And Brandon Valley opens up a 5-2 lead here in set number two. Gruber again on the serve. Link's trying to get some momentum here, but that one's going to go way long. Service error, Brandon Valley. And here I'm back within 5-3. That is the fifth service error on Brandon Valley. Maddie Juergens on to serve and play back row for Huron. Back row, Javareski there. Quick set across by Brandon Valley. Huron gets control of it. Davis left side, block back, and Clagan couldn't dig it out. Big time block up the middle there by Boomsma. She gets her fourth kill, and Brandon Valley back up 6-3 in set two. Brings up the setter, Raya Sheely to serve for Brandon Valley. Sent it to the corner to Juergens. Back set, make more death right side up the middle. Brandon Valley digs it out, but nobody went to the net. The dig was there. Stroh did her job, but then nobody made a move to the net. Going to give Meg Moradeth a kill, but that's one where she got more lucky than anything else. Third kill for Sam, 6-4, Brandon Valley. Lynx on serve, receive, set up the middle. They hit, Boomsma drills it to the corner. Lynx back up 3-7-4. Kennedy Boomsma with five kills. She and Gruber have done the damage here, attacking for Brandon Valley. Lexi Gavareski to serve now for the Lynx. Into the net, service error here on back within 2-7-5. Second service error this set on Brandon Valley. Serving specialist, Madison Hirschman on for the Huron Tigers. Huron up, one set to none. Lynx leading this second set. Serve back row, Gavareski. Set across to the left side. The hit up the middle. Nice dig by Davis. Go left. Claggett. She'll wind up blocked at the net. Huron keeps it alive. Claggett will two-hand tip it across. Brandon Valley sets. Gavareski will hit from the back row. Dug out by Davis. Set in the middle. And Simmonsma has a partially blocked. Brandon Valley controls left side. Tigers get a tip on it. Set by Hines across Claggett. Left side. Blocked and out. Claggett with the kill. And Huron pulls within 1-7-6. Deja picks up her third kill. And Huron within one. Hirschman serving again for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman sends it to Benson in the back row. Back set. Booms him with the hit. Played by Huron. And then a nice set in the corner by Hines. Javareski going to her right. Couldn't get control of it. The quick set kill works again for Hampton Hines. Her third kill. And Huron has tied it at 7. Hirschman serving again. Back row Benson. Set across left side. The tip right to Hirschman, who gets the dig left. Here's the tip by Claggett. Hangs on the net. Brandon Valley cleans it off. Punches it across. Back set across by Hines. Hit and going to be free balled by Brandon Valley. I thought there was a whistle. There wasn't. Left side. Claggett winds up. Has a block. Digs it off the net. Overpasses it, and Brandon Valley sends it into the back row. Long volley, but Stroh able to get her first kill of the night. And the Lynx regain the lead at 8-7. That brings Hilton Hines into the back row. That's the one she just finished up, the one rotation she has on the bench. Benson serving for Brandon Valley. Back set, Simmonsma, flat-footed, just puts it long. Timing wasn't there between Kenzie and Hines. 9-7, Brandon Valley up by 2. Benson again preparing to serve for the Lynx. Put it back row. Davis leans to get it over the net and misplayed by Brandon Valley. Really, Brandon Valley had a chance to swat it straight back, and instead it dropped straight down and went to their feet. Huron catches a break there, and it's 9-8, and officially will give a kill there to Hampton Hines. That's her fourth. Huron a chance to tie again. Hines serving. Huron's made a complete rotation. And into the net. Bad pass from the back row by Brandon Valley. We're tied at 9. I don't know if you really credit Hampton for an 8. No, it was officially tipped by Simmonsma, so she'll get the kill. Did not see Kenzie there, but she did get a tip on it. And we're tied again at 9 here in set 2. And Hampton Hines again serving for the Huron Tigers. Hines will send it back row. Serve received. Javoreski set to the left. The hit and a tip by Huron. And that'll be a kill for Brandon Valley. Again, Huron can't quite take the lead. And already we're up to 8 kills for Abby Gruber. And again, she's, I believe, a sophomore. 10-9, Brandon Valley, Javoreski to serve. I don't think the Javoreskis are ever... Nope, they are both on the floor at the same time right now. Set to the left. There's the tip by Stroh. Huron digs it out. Pass by Hampton Hines. Claggett, left side, puts it to the corner. Javoreski... One of them had the dig. They slap it across. Tigers set. Simmonsma goes to the corner off of Benson. We're tied at 10. Kenzie Simmonsma, her third kill this set. She has 5 total. Tied at 10 in set 2. Again, Huron is up 1-0. Deja Claggett on the serve for the Huron Tigers. Javoreski coming out to get it. Sheely and Brandon Valley will get it across, partially blocked. Set, just going to be a free ball by Davis into the back row. Streely going to bump it ahead. Left to Stroh. She'll jump high, and Tigers got a block on it, but then just couldn't come the dig off of it. Gianna Stroh with the kill, and Brandon Valley back up. 11-10. Huron has not been able to get a lead here in set 2. Gianna Stroh with just had the kill. Now she's back to serve for Brandon Valley. Back row, serve received. Davis, overpass, going to be tipped right back. Huron completely out of position for that. Overpass, and it was an easy put back for the setter, Sheely, her second kill. Brandon Valley up 2, 12-10. Link serving. Serve received for Hines. Right side it, Ziegeldorf up the middle, goes long. Hitting air Huron and Brandon Valley, 3-0 run. They lead 13-10. Huron going to take a timeout here. Timeout Huron leading 13. Brandon Valley leading 13-10. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Splinter Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the arena, Brandon Valley leading 13-10 here in set number 2. Huron took the first set, 25-18 on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron's just been in catch-up mode this entire set. They've tied it a few times, but have never had the lead. Right now, trail by 3 and use their first timeout of the night. Off the timeout, Brandon Valley serving to Hilton Hines. Hampton will set across. Davis with the hit up the middle, and that'll drop right in front. They did get a hand on it, but went right into the net. Misplayed in the back row by Brandon Valley. Allie Davis picks up her second kill. Huron back within 2, 13-11. Now Hilton Hines steps back to serve for Huron, and I believe Meg Moradeth just came back into the front row for Huron. Serve across, back row, Javoreski, not a great pass, saved though by the Lynx. They put it into the net. Oh, that initial pass off the serve, just off target. Brandon Valley never got themselves in place, and Huron pulls within 1 again at 13-12. And Hilton Hines serving. See if she can tie it up for the Tigers. Back row, Javoreski on serve, receive, set to the left. The hit blocked, but out. That'll be a kill for Melcher. Meg Moradeth connected on the block, but it went a couple feet out. And Brandon Valley back up by 2, 14-12. Link's going to sub in, I believe. First, I remember Alexa Harms coming in for Brandon Valley. She'll come in to serve for the Lynx. Leading 14-12 here in set two. Serve back row, serve receive Claggett. Set, here's Meg Morides, slaps it in the middle. Nice dig by Brandon Valley. Boomsma will free ball it. Tigers can set it up again. Back set, Ziegeldorf mistimed her jump, trying to tip into the block and never got to it. Brandon Valley back up three, 15-12. 15-12 Lynx. Huron up one set to none. Brandon Valley serving to the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, serve receive. Hilton Hines, pass ahead. Here's the tip across Davis. Again, Huron doesn't really get it set up. Left side, the tip blocked at the net. Now tipped into the net. I think Melcher just got a little too over-anxious there. Her first tip was blocked. And then she thought she could just slap it right back with Huron not set up for another block and put it into the net. 15-13, Huron back within two. Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Sends it back row, Javoreski. Back set, right side hit, Boomsma, blocked at the net by Davis, sends it across. Tigers can set it up, set ahead, and going to be free balled by Davis. Sheely with the set, left side and through the block. That'll be a kill for Melcher. And Brandon Valley again up by three, 16-13. Huron again just trying to hang in there. Just been an uphill battle this whole set, have not led. And now find themselves down three again with Brandon Valley serving. Into the net, service there by Sheely. And Huron back within two, 16-14. Third service there this set, seventh total on Brandon Valley. Allie Davis serving for the Tigers. Back row, serve receive for Benson. Back set, right side hit. Tigers, nice dig. Hilton Hines, Hampton bumps it. Here's Claggett with the tip across. Right to Melcher. Back set, right side hit. And that will go way long. Hitting air by Ertelt. Huron back within one. 16-15 again. Huron keeps it close, but just have a hard time climbing that hill to get over Brandon Valley's lead. Set to the left. The hit. Tigers got a block on it. Hampton 9 sets. Claggett left side. Blocked at the net. Dug out, pass ahead, and just going to be free-balled by Hampton Hines. Lynx can set it up to the left. Melcher cross court. Went right between Hilton Hines and Juergens. Melcher with the kill. She's got five kills, four in this set now, and Brandon Valley back up two, 17-15. Stroh, I believe, has the serve. Can't quite see the number with the ponytail. Yep, that is Stroh serving. And serves long. Brandon Valley has struggled with their serving tonight. Service error by Jayana Stroh. Or excuse me, that was Melcher with the service error. Huron again within one, 17-16. And serving specialist Madison Hirschman in for Huron. Pops a high short one. Brandon Valley there. Right side, Boomsma, partially blocked. Tigers, nice dig, Davis. Set Claggett, that left side, cross court. Benson is there. Set to the left. The hit by Gruber. Tigers keep it alive. Free balled by Juergens. Set in the middle. The tip and off the net. Huron can't make a play. Nice tip across that time by Boomsma. Huron was in scramble, but never got in position. Lynx again up by two, 18-16. Again, it's just that little fish on the line. Huron keeps chasing it. Can't quite get to the top there. And now we're back down by two again with Benson serving. Benson, back row, Davis. Set to Claggett, left side, down the middle. Benson, a nice dig. Set to the left for Gruber. Tigers block it. Simmonsma set in the middle. There's the hit. Finding the open spot in the back row is Gruber. She has nine kills. And again, Brandon Valley up three, 19-16. And we're now getting to the point of the set where Huron's got to make a move here, not let the Lynx just maintain this lead. Serve receive Davis. Set across Claggett, off balance, does get it across. Back set, right side hit Brandon Valley, dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets Claggett. Will go back row, played by the Lynx. Quick set across by Sheely. Quick set across. Now quick set again by Hines. It was the first quick set was blocked. She just stayed with it and then found a wide open corner. and knocked it down for the kill. And Huron back within two again. 19-17, five kills for Hines, four in this set. Now Hampton back to serve for the Tigers. Serve just off the top of the net, and it's an ace. One of those, again, you can't blame serve receive on that when you catch all of the tape, and then it just rolls over. There's just not many ways to defend that here on their second ace of the night, and again, back within one, and again, Hampton serving. Hampton goes to the corner this time, Gruber there. Left side, the hit, cross court, it's wide right. We're tied at 19, and Huron forcing the Lynx into some errors again, and Coach Grage wants a timeout. We're tied at 19 in set two. Huron up, one set to none. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. Unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports, KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
I'm Jeff Duffy back here at the Huron Arena. We're in set two, tied at 19. Huron up, one set to none. Huron is not led in this second set. Each team has used one timeout. And Hampton Hines serving off the Lynx timeout. Serve to the back row. Gavareski there, set the hit, and finding the corner, Brandon Valley just finds a way to make a play when Huron ties it up. And there's Gruber again. She's got 10 kills, 6 in the first set, 4 in the second, as Huron just has struggled to get her under control. Allie Gavareski with the serve for Brandon Valley. Davis, not a great pass, and that will go in the antenna. Did not get the serve receive right, and Brandon Valley goes up 21-19 on the ace by Allie Gavareski. Now Huron going to use their second and final timeout. Lynx up 21-19. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
Well, Huron again down two. They've used both timeouts, and again, you get into the 20s. Now time's a little more precious here. Got to make a move if there's going to be one to get this second set. 21-19, Brandon Valley leading and serving to the Huron Tigers. Allie Gavareski, back row Hilton Hines. Hampton sets Claggett, left side, down the line. Was a touch? They say no. Gavareski was over there, but they say she did not clip it. And the Lynx are back up, 22-19, hitting error on Huron. Gavareski serves, back row. Hilton Hines, Hampton back sets, right side hit. Zegeldorf hits it out. And the Lynx, this might be their biggest lead. I don't know if they've had a four-point lead until now in this set. 23-19, the Lynx 2 points away from tying up the match. Allie Gavareski serves and shanked by Davis, and the Lynx are at set point, 24-19. And the Lynx right now on a 5-0 run. A pair of aces in this for Allie Gavareski of Brandon Valley, and serving at set point. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Claggett left side, pops it in the middle, and Huron stays alive. Found the campfire there. Claggett with the kill, her fourth. 24-20. Still set point for Brandon Valley, but Huron has the serve with Deja Claggett. Claggett pops it back row, too long, service error, and the Lynx take set two, 25-20. We're tied at one set apiece. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, back with set number 3, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.